You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's time for If Music Could Talk. And today we have a very special guest in the studio. I'm going to turn her microphone on here. You want to say hello to everybody out there?
Hello.
Oh, wait, wrong mic. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
All right. We have Zara, DJ Zara, in the house and coming to you live here on If Music Could Talk. She'll be playing some music in just a little bit, maybe 30 minutes at the most. Don't want to keep everybody waiting out there. But big shout out to everybody who tuned in this evening, and we have lots of good music coming up. So we're going to start off with a track. This is Studio 6.1 by Repeat. It's some kind of electronic stuff to get us started. But first, I want to tell you that WIR programming is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice in the Fan at the corner of Main and Strawberry Street. Open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the late hours. Sticky Rice serves fresh sashimi, spring rolls, tempura rolls, bowls of noodles, buckets of tater tots, dinners, and daily sushi specials. Sticky Rice is on the web at ilovestickyrice.com, stickyricefan.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, Sticky Rice. And a little public service announcement for you, too.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
I'll reduce your
questions are the answer.
It's a little remix there. That was a PSA brought to you by... Yeah, we're going to stop that and start the music. We'll play that one later. It's a good sign. In the background, Jihan and Camion, song called Nargile. And before that, we heard Eyeliner with Beltway. Spelled it wrong on the playlist, I'll correct that. You can check the playlist at WIR.org. And if you're listening online, good evening to you out there in cyberspace. That was mostly vinyl, except for that last track. Before Eyeliner, we heard EMS, Crack in the Sky. Electro music something. Guy out of, a specialist, I think, out of New York. California Soul before that on Ubiquity, Finnegan's Forest. And we heard Groove Armada from the Tomb Raider soundtrack of all things, Edge Hill. Also DJ K Cruz with Blind Man. And started off with Repeat, Studio 6.1.3. And we're here in the studio, me and Zara. And Zara will be coming up very shortly. She's got her set list all ready to go. So stay tuned for that. DJ Zara, special guest on If Musica Talk here tonight, July 10th, 2011. But first, we're gonna play some German electro disco. This is Christian F with Wunderbar, and then we'll hear a Joy Division track, and then DJ Zara will get started.
Ich bin so süchtig. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Dance to the Radio. That was Joy Division with Transmission. That was the 1980 Martin Hannett version. And we're here with DJ Zara. Zara, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So I invited Zara up to the station here because she said she hadn't been actually seen the studio here. And I know that Zara, actually, what can I say about you? Multi-talented person here, a real inspiration to me as far as you know, everything that you have going on. You're a writer, photographer, and music aficionado, I would say, a fellow music lover. So but you've got a whole playlist set up, right?
I do, and I actually I did have something to say in the sense that you introduced me as a photographer to a bunch of people when we went to that SOBSX show. Strange Matter.
Yeah.
And I was really, really embarrassed about that. Well, I wasn't embarrassed, but it was, I don't know if I was like trying to be humble or it's just, that's not how I introduced myself
to
anyone. So it was very humbling that when other people recognize your work and, you know, they like your work and they think that you have something going, and it's really nice. It was really nice of you to do that. I wanted to like apologize for being like, Carl, don't say that again, blah, blah, blah.
I know what you're getting at. I mean, when people introduce you as something that you may not even know that people know about you, such as being a photographer.
So. Yeah. So I was just recently thinking about how important it is to remind people of who they are, because, you know, people forget. It's important to be reminded, like, hey, you're a photographer, or hey, I love you, or hey, be careful out there, because, you know, it's just, these are the things that we take for granted, and these things are an integral part of our identity, and we forget that. So thank you to you, and thank you to everyone else out there right now listening in, for being like verbal post-it notes to all the people that you care about. Really important to just to remind people that, you know, they are cared for and loved and appreciated for who they are. So
thank you, Zara. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that you're on the radio here and saying that to everyone out there listening, because I think that's part of the beauty of this radio station in some ways, is that we have this forum to present each other, just regular people, as artists and musicians and super rock stars that we really are. So that's what I wanted to do, is bring you up here and let you share the music that you have with people.
My collection is obviously very much inspired by a lot of different people in my life. So hopefully people recognize whoever is out there, my friends, my family, whoever's listening in, and whoever else is listening in who I don't know yet, but might, you know, bump into in the near future or whatever. Hopefully this playlist will, you know, speak to them on some sort of level.
But music speaks.
Music does. Music does. Where words fail. Isn't that quote or something? So I have this band that I've been listening to, and they're from Japan, and they're called Toe, like T-O-E, Toe. And I'm very upset that I only recently found out about them, because
how long have they been around?
I'm going to say maybe early 2000, like maybe 2001 or something. And their most recent album was released in 2009, which is where their song is off of. And it really reminded me, this one in particular, really reminded me of our local band, No BS Brass Band. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, if No BS Brass was to do a really, really mellow number, this is, I think, what they would sound like.
Shout out to No BS.
Woohoo!
So, Toe, huh?
Yes, Toe. And the song is called Our Next Movement. Thank you. Movement from their album For Long Tomorrow. I'm really sad that they don't really tour in the United States. That would have been amazing. So moving on to the next song, I kind of want to explain a little bit of history about, well, the band really and myself. I'm a huge Radiohead fan. it's a well-known fact with my friends and my family, and I'm pretty sure that the band knows as well. But so I used to DJ at my school's radio station for like one semester, and it was really great. And I had a rule that I had to play one Radiohead song in every single set of mine, every single week. So this is kind of different though, and in the sense that I'm going to play a song that was remixed by another artist. And that's the great thing about Radiohead is, like, I was talking to this with a friend of mine, another fellow Radiohead enthusiast, Omar Riaz. He's actually in Pakistan doing film stuff, and he's really great and stuff. But I was talking to him about how, okay, yes, there's the band and there's their music, but then there are all these other artists who are just covering them or remixing them, and then the fans are on a whole other level. Like, my goodness, they will make videos and they will just make art and just make the band so much more than they already are, which is great. It's just incredibly crazy. So you can never get tired of their stuff, because, you know, someone is always revamping their work and someone is always doing something else to make it so amazing. So, right, the next song that I'm going to play is it was recently released as an EP, and it was Little by Little and Lotus Flower. They were released on an EP, and I'm going to do the Lotus Flower one because it's just, yeah, I had a really tough time deciding which one I wanted to add, but Lotus Flower won. So this is the Jacques Green remix of Lotus Flower by Radiohead. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Karsh Kale with his song Letting Go. I'm going to dedicate that song to my father, even though I know he's not listening because he just sometimes forgets to pay attention to my life. But it's one of his really, really favorite songs. And Karsh Kale is an Indian-American musician. Beautiful stuff that he has out there. Just amazing. But this was one of my really, really favorite ones. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am on If Music Could Talk with DJ Carlito. Hi.
Hey. Nice set so far. Really enjoying your selection.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope everyone else out there listening thinks the same. But yeah, we're going to go right back into the music. The next song is called Kong by Bonobo. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
That was Prelude to Z, Asfandiar Khan remix by A Passion Automatic. Asfandiar Khan is actually a good friend of mine, and he's Pakistani and from Islamabad, and he's an ambient musician. And I think it's really important for me, if I have this medium, to kind of explore these options and, you know, just bring out people who I think are really talented and, you know, just kind of introduce them. And I think it's really important to make sure that everyone knows that, oh my God, there are so many cool Muslims in the world and they're doing amazing things. And music is obviously a huge deal everywhere. So if you can
shout out to Pakistan.
Yeah, absolutely. And A Passion Automatic is also a friend of mine, and it's his solo project and it's Us from the Art solo project. And so they kind of got together and, you know, just did this whole thing. And I really like the original, but this one just fit the playlist more. Plus I got, you know, two artists in one slot. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it was really beautiful stuff right there.
Yeah, well, shout out to Aswan and to Usman. The next song that I have is also by another Muslim. I mean, I'm not sure if she's Muslim, but she's from Malaysia and Aswan's from Pakistan. So I'm kind of going to go ahead and assume that they're Muslim.
I'm a big fan of Malaysia, by the way. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. You
so big up talk Malaysia
about it a lot.
I do, yeah.
But
I didn't know about this next artist, though. Tell me about this.
Right. So her name is Yuna. I mean, that's her stage name. I forget her actual name, but she's a Malaysian artist. She's a girl. She's a hijabi. A friend of mine introduced a song of hers to me. It's the Nirvana cover, "Come As You Are."
And what does hijabi mean for people? Like,
she covers her head and everything else. Right. Sorry, I should explain that. But no, I just obviously I like looked at her video on YouTube, and YouTube up to Wikipedia, and then so on and so forth. You know how you just like once you're in the world of the internet, you know, it's no coming out. So I did some research on her. I was just blown away because, I mean, and thank God, like my friend introduced me to this song, and he knows how much I like girl artists, and then like a Muslim girl artist, it just added to that whole excitement thing that was going on. But she has a beautiful voice. Oh my God, I'm so excited for her to be famous. There are lots of artists, I was just telling you, that I really regret that they become famous because I just want them to myself. I keep hitting myself with this thing.
Get that keyboard out of here.
And
I mean, by playing people on the radio, you know, you hope that that will happen, but then you don't want them to change, you know, because of it.
Exactly. Well, you know, if it suits their agenda, whatever their agenda is, you know, kudos to them. I'm really happy for them. I'm really happy that people do things that they love doing. That's, you know, what's most important. So, but I was very excited about this artist, and I like listened to her a couple of days ago, and then I listened to her again today because I had to finalize a playlist, and I was like, I have to put her in here. So this is Come As You Are by Yuna.
Speaking of fame and stardom, Nirvana cover, I think.
Right. Yeah, just a little bit ironic.
As a friend, as an old and swear that I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun. And I swear that I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun.
we just heard was Facing East by Thievery Corporation off of their album The Richest Man in Babylon, which so far is their most senselessly beautiful album I have heard. Of course, I got into them a bunch of years ago, and I didn't actually know that they were from D.C. Did you know that?
Yeah. I did. But it's great that we have local talent like that, and they blew up.
They blew up, especially
like lately.
Yes, and I obviously was looking for tour dates because, you know, if I get into an artist, I'm just like, I just really want to see them live. I really think that's, it adds to the whole other, to the experience of music listening, just watching an artist live. And they're just, they're all over Europe, and they're not going to come back ever and ever and ever because, you know.
Yeah. But they'll come back to D.C., and then I think we can check them out. They have a lounge up there.
Yes, they do. 18th Street. Yeah. See, everybody knows except me.
I don't know.
Everybody knows. Oh, anyway.
I wanted to mention also, it's cool that they, and also an artist that you played earlier, Bonobo, they're known for being DJs, but they also play live instruments.
At their shows.
Yeah, so they turn it into a completely different thing.
Exactly. And song we were listening to before that was Unravel by Bjork. Of course, Bjork does not need an introduction, which is why I didn't give her one, but just mentioning that was Unravel by Bjork. The next song we're going to be listening to is Strobe by DeadMau5, which DeadMau5 is one of my brother's like favorite. I mean, he actually got me into him. He was DeadMau5 for Halloween last year, and he has like the light-up shirt and whatnot. And
yeah, what's up with that? What's where is DeadMau5 from?
Canada.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Yes, he's Canadian. Yes, I get it. He is Canadian. And of course, a lot of his stuff is, most of the stuff that I've heard is like really party music and this and that. But Strobe is just on a whole other level. It's really mellow, and it starts out so slow, and then it just builds up, and you don't know where it came from and where it's going. And I just thought it would be really nice for this set. And I really like DeadMau5 now, obviously. So even if he's a little bit more mainstream than what we've been playing, I think he'd be a good addition to the music that we're doing right now.
Thank you.
Oops. Okay, I messed up Zara's playlist. Here's Zara.
Hi. Yeah, no, that was fine. Space Ghost, Feed Me. I just wanted to remind everyone that the other song that was playing was Dead Mouse, Strobe. So this is Feed Me by Space Ghost.
We'll be right back.
That was Philip Glass with his song Opening. I had to choose between Metamorphosis and this one, and I chose this one because it just flows better. But yeah, that was my set. Thank you so much for having me on the show. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Zara, for all the awesome music tonight.
Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who called in, everyone who's listening right now. Thank you, Richmond. Thank you, WRIR. I'm a huge fan. I've been a huge fan, obviously, for a while. And coming here and actually doing this and being a part of this whole, you know, everything that you guys do here, it just is awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
I think you're a bird of a feather, so you're always welcome here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to sign off and say goodbye and hopefully see you soon, either at the station again or wherever. Richmond is an amazing city, and it's because of its people and the community that everyone supports each other so much. And so there's just a lot of, you know, there's just so much going on in the city, and it's really awesome to be a part of it. So thank you again, and goodbye from me.
Thanks, Zara. And let's see, we're going to finish out before, we've got about 10 minutes left here before Can't Stop the Music. And I do want to say thanks again to DJ Zara. Thank you. So up next here, you know who Amitabh Bachchan is, right?
It would be a crime to be a brown person and not know who Amitabh Bachchan is. I think I'd be disowned forever.
He doesn't seem to get any older. He's kind of hit that beautiful place in his life where I don't think he's aging anymore. Either that or he's got a really good hairstylist. But he's kind of like, you know, a super action figure, kind of like larger than life personality of Indian film. And it turns out, you know, staying true to his character, he's always sort of up with the game and the modern man, and has been breaking records at box offices for many years, but he's always on to the next project. And this new movie Buddha Hoga Tera Bap is
Buddha Hoga Tera Bap, which is like your dad's old, I'm not old.
So he's not old. He's staying with it, and I never thought I'd have the chance to say the words Amitabh Bachchan and dubstep in the same sentence.
What?
But Amitabh's got a dubstep song I want to play here.
I don't believe this.
It's the title track, Buddha Hoga Tera Bap, Amitabh Bachchan dubstep. Tori, Sina, Tori, 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 Mata, Tori, Tora, Action, Tora, Jackson. Buddha Hoga Tera Bap. Buddha Hoga Tera Bap. Soch samajh ke zara samne tu a. Soch samajh ke zara divardika. Soch samajh ke zara question puch, de dura mujhe se jawab. Buddha hoga tera baap. Thodi thodi seena, thodi 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 mata, thodi thoda action, thoda Jackson. Buddha hoga tera baap.
You have better learn. Yeah, be a fire and ya. You know you gon' burn. Change your ways, yeah. No, you better turn. R-E-S-P-E-C-T is something you gotta earn. You better learn just a little bit better. I'ma show you, teach you well. Get on my bad side, what can I tell ya? My fist be your taste. Stronger, better, smoother. Join it, you with me, you win is a loser. Never lost a fight yet, so you better choose your word. Work it, I ain't no Buddha. Sina Jori Tori Tori Mata Tori Tora Action Tora Jackson Buddha Hoga Tera Bap.
Yeah, that's a little Rae music by Cheba Maria from her album Uld Bladi, song called Nari Nari. I'm going to finish off with some Indonesian music here. One more two-minute song here by Yanti Barsadara, the beautiful sisters, the trio with their amazing vocal harmonizations. And stay tuned for Can't Stop the Music. And thanks again to DJ Zara for bringing her awesome tunes tonight. This is WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Here's Yanti Barsadara. Gelombang di laut.